Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HTB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Oklahoma's State Senate one step closer to having 2 new members directly involved in production agriculture. In Senate District 19, wheat farmer Roland Peterson from Burlington wins his battle over an Enid physician with a 60% to 40% vote. Roland Peterson, a former board member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Meanwhile, in Senate District 31, Chris Kidd wins over Tony Hassenbeck. Both of them have agricultural ties. Chris Kidd, a cattle rancher and also on staff with Oklahoma Farm Bureau, wins with 55% of the vote. Both Kidd and Peterson will be in November general election battles, but they are in GOP-held seats, likely to win their battles in November, and that would make them new state senators come 2017. Day 2 of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour is now done. The eastern leg was starting in Indiana, went into Illinois. The western leg spent most of the day in Nebraska. Chip Flory leading that western leg. The results there showing Nebraska corn yields at 158 bushels an acre, down 4% from a year ago of 165. The soybean pod count was higher at 1,223 versus 1,220 last year, so virtually unchanged. Chip Flory says that there is a discrepancy with what Pro Farmer came up with versus USDA.
When we're down and USDA is up, something's amiss. And I think the most important thing to understand about this year's corn crop is when you're driving down the road, it looks like every bit of what USDA says it's going to be. Once you get past the end rows, you get into the field, you pull the samples, you pull back the husks, the ears just aren't there.
Chip Flory with the Pro Farmer folks, their western leg of their tour, and big concerns regarding the discrepancy between the USDA August crop production number and the Pro Farmer crop number, about a 15% difference, USDA that much bigger than what the Pro Farmer folks came up with. Traditionally, there are several bushels worth of difference between Pro Farmer and what is a final production number for Nebraska, because they don't really look at as many irrigated acres as non-irrigated acres in their sampling of Nebraska cornfields. Meanwhile, on the eastern leg, Indiana was the focus as far as a state estimate that came out last night during the report session. 173.4 bushels an acre for corn in Indiana. That is 7% under USDA's August guess. Today, it looks like crop scouts from both the east and the west legs may be battling mud as overnight rains hitting both Illinois and Iowa, where they will be looking at the corn and soybeans today. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is cowboys helping kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in 6 great events. 2 nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E. That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.